Hey, hello everybody in the USA. This is Robert Redfern broadcasting from little old England. I can't believe they actually invited me back to broadcast again after last time. I rambled and rambled and rambled, and I will try to be a bit more coherent this time and structure it, but I just know so much it just bursts out of me all the time. Anyway, let's have some good interesting times and see what's happening in the world. First, there's a few things I want to go over. I want to just talk about some news in the world. Then I have a little question. Can you handle the truth? And we'll see whether you can. But I must remember this, you know, if you've got any questions on health conditions, not will conditions, you know, because who knows what the heck's going on in the world really, but any health conditions, 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Please call in and ask me any questions. That will help me to get a bit more structure, because I actually can then work with what you want to know, not what I know. And I know a lot of stuff actually, but I can never remember how much I know until somebody asks me a question. Another question I want to ask is, what is COVID-19? And we'll look at that. Another question is, who are the World Economic Forum, the UN and the WHO? Another question is, what is Event 201? And last one is, what's my vision for the future? And it's anybody's guess. Then I'll be looking at some of my books as well, and how to get healthy with various conditions and everything. So first off, I just thought I'd mention that Amazon has just crushed enough small businesses. Now they're going to crush all the pharmacies, especially the small pharmacies. In the UK, we have small pharmacies. We do have a few big ones like you do, but most of them are small mom and pop type pharmacies. But they have now bought a big online pharmacy, PillPack, and they're going to crush all the pharmacies because they're going to do next day delivery with any drugs that you want. But who wants drugs, really? I hope none of the listeners here want drugs. And that's why I'm here, to get you off drugs, to keep you away from drugs. But of course, they're going to make more of a fortune. I mean, they're already practically the richest people on the planet. It's difficult to tell who is the richest people on the planet, because the real richest people on the planet, we don't know their names. We just leave the Bill Gates and the other people to actually pretend that they're the richest people, but there are people, you know, I don't know. Anyway, no conspiracy, just, you know, we don't know. Anyway, if that's not enough, you might find Alexa whispering to you in your ear which drug you need. So watch out for Alexa when you ask her to do a 4-second timer. She'll also say, and don't forget, you might need this drug. Who's Alexa? Well, if you haven't got Amazon, and I've got Amazon, I have to admit, I've got Amazon because there are just some things you cannot get nowadays unless you buy them on Amazon. But anyway, Alexa is a little box in the corner that talks to you and listens to everything you're saying and then suggests things that you might need. But that's another story. We'll do Alexa another day. Anyway, here in the UK, the government is implementing a fascist agenda with lockdowns, mask agenda, and mandatory vaccines for anyone wanting a normal life. Now, of course, the government deny that completely. They say they will never make vaccines mandatory, but you won't be able to have a normal life. They forget to say those words. You won't be able to fly in a plane. You won't be able to maybe go to a soccer match or whatever. There's so many things you've no idea. And the really is the truth is, they're not absolutely denying it. They say, we have no plans to do this. What? But anyway, how are we going to get rid of these governments? Because, well, you've got the same problem in the USA. We'll come to that in a little while. But like you, well, no, this is not true, actually. Only some of your police have turned into thugs. But most of our police have turned into thugs. You know, our unarmed police, and everybody said, oh, gosh, you know, this is really good having police that are unarmed. Yes, but, you know, they can turn into thugs. And the police are also hiring, get this, they're hiring private militia from a company called G4S. And when we have peaceful protests, they're going in, literally crushing everybody. Little old ladies, and I mean little old ladies, 78-year-old ladies grabbing her, and throwing her into the back of the paddy wagon. Is it called a paddy wagon in the USA? I can't remember, actually. Not that I've ever been in one in my life, actually, but it's another story. I mean, that's the sort of thing that's happening. It's a disgrace. You can go on TV. One of the best TV stations to go on is Sky in Australia, because they seem to be really good at telling us what's happening in the world and in the USA. If I want to know what's happening in the USA, I'll go to Sky in Australia and watch it there. You know, because I can't see it on Sky in the UK. Sky is here. Fox is Sky in the USA, if I'm not mistaken. But we just don't get it here. So I have to go to Australian TV to watch it. You can find it mostly on YouTube if you put Sky Australia. Anyway, go and have a look there. But our police have turned into complete thugs, the same as the Australian police did. But I've never seen anybody hire private militia, dressing them just like a policeman or policewoman, a police officer. But they've got a little badge on their back saying G4S. That's to say, well, no, we weren't hiding this from the public. And of course, we couldn't possibly hear it on the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, that used to be such a really revered around the world for its honesty, because it's part of the deep state now. It's, it's supporting the fascist agenda around the world. It's in step with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and of course CNN and the rest of the fake media. There's nothing between them at all. The news broadcasts are exactly the same. In the USA, I've just given up trying to make sense of what's happening at the minute. I don't know who knows what's going to happen, really, because one minute they've got evidence of One minute they've got evidence that the elections were fixed. Now, I've followed this for many years, not just now. I've followed this for many years about the software that was used and how they could manipulate it, and how they'd put the servers that is deciding the American elections in Germany, so that they couldn't be got at, and they could, and they wouldn't be actually breaking the laws in America by doing it. So I've been following this. So I do know that the elections have been fixed generally, in the USA. And it was only because they truly didn't believe that Donald Trump would win the 2016. This is my opinion now, that, they didn't even try to fix it. They thought, this guy's got no chance whatsoever. And all the, of course, they were probably watching their own pollsters, but he won. And so not only did they not accept it, but they tried everything they could to get him, you know, with fake information to get him out. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not a fan of any politicians. Please do not think I am supporting a politician. But if we're going to have a politician, I'm going to say, well, if I've got to choose between two, then I'll choose the lesser of two evils, if you know what I mean. But I don't support any politicians, because they're not doing what I would want to do, which is to give us freedom, give everybody freedom. But of course, once you have freedom, you have to have responsibility for your life and your health and all the rest of it, which is what I'm an advocate of that. But anyway, but he won, and they're doing the bestest now. But of course, because everybody was looking out for the fraud in the elections, then everybody's looking at it. But it's so difficult, because you've got the CIA. Well, it, from here, it looks like you've got the CIA and the FBI and the National Security Agency, NSA, all against him and trying to suppress anybody finding this information, not least the judges that were elected by the Democrats, you know, in the Democratic cities and states. But it looks as though he had a massive turnout, actually. And, you know, you have to respect that turnout, and especially people of all colours, all races. They turned over to him because they knew they could see inherently. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, we'll see. Because I know he said that on paper, Biden had won, and you know he's quite right. Actually, he said that, but he's still going ahead. But it's so slow. But we've got this problem in the UK. We have a very wealthy individual who's taken our government to court, but he's struggling because the courts won't hear it. And so he's been to the lower courts and, you know, they just threw it out because, you know, lower courts, they just really don't want to get involved. And so it went to the high court where it was due to come out today. I've not seen anything out about the judgment on this, but then the next stage is the Supreme Court. We have a Supreme Court now, actually. We copied America, which was very nice, except that it just happened to be a socialist government that actually appointed the Supreme Court in the first place. So it's still a very, very biased organisation. It's not just apolitical people on it. And we'll see what happens. If it gets thrown out now, then the last place to go, because everything is illegal, you know, I don't care what, we don't even have a constitution, but we have common law, the same as the USA does. The USA has the same structure of law, that's English common law, as we do, except you have something extra that nobody else has, a constitution. And I mean a real constitution, because lots of countries say, oh, we've got a constitution. And everything they say that you've got rights for, they say, but. And then they take it away in the last part of the sentence. The European Declaration of Human Rights says you have a right to health unless we take it away. Okay. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Ah, my first caller. Welcome.
Thank you.
What can we tell you today?
Well, I've got issues with my sinuses stopping up a lot, and I was told by a natural doctor that I've got some fungus. So I was wondering what you could do to kill fungus off.
Well, I agree. That's the first thing that comes into my mind as soon as you say that. Same with asthma. Not all asthma, but a lot of asthma cases. And of course, one of the things we have to think about why fungus becomes resident in our body is that fungus loves sugar. You know, because yeast and fungus they work together very nicely, and we feed them so. The very first thing I would ever say to anybody that's got a serious problem, but even a minor problem, is to come off carbs and sugar and go into a keto diet for certainly a few weeks. And then the other thing is to drink 6 glasses of water over the day, 16-ounce glass of water with a quarter teaspoon of baking soda in that water. And so that's your water over the day. And then take it from there. You know what I mean? Obviously you can take supplements, like curcumin and serrapeptase or whatever, because they're just good anyway for stopping the inflammation, because everybody's got inflammation. Modern life is inflammatory to the body because there's so many things going on, with chemicals and everything. But, those are the two things, going on a keto diet and stop and drinking this water. What do you think?
Okay. Because I do drink a lot of water. I just haven't been adding baking soda to it, so yeah.
Yeah, baking soda is I call it the penny cure, you know. It costs about a penny a day to take. And if you told me you had cancer and you didn't want to go the medical route, I'd say baking soda. If you said I've got cancer in my lungs, I'd say put it in a nebulizer and nebulize it down into the lungs. You know, that's how powerful it is.
Okay, well, I like baking soda, so that's good. I'll definitely add that to my water then, because I do drink plenty of water. And he did give me some homeopathic drops to kill off this fungus, but it's slow. It doesn't do it very fast.
Well, I mean, it's good to take something that will kill it, but if you can get what's called the terrain, that's your body, healthier, then, of course, your body can defeat it anyway eventually. So there you go.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in. You're my first caller.
Oh, okay.
Take care. Well, that was nice and simple, guys. but it is. It's true. It really is that simple. Yes. I automatically tell people to take serrapeptase or the sera enzyme and curcumin if it's a really bad case of it, because they're both anti-inflammatories and the curcumin is antifungal. But the basis is a keto diet and drinking the water with baking soda in. You could actually, and I didn't mention this, but if the lady's still listening, you can spray it up your nose, make a water and baking soda solution and spray it up your nose to actually kill the fungus, because that's what it does. Anyway, then I get back to where I was. Okay, so we're talking about making sense of what's happening in the USA. And over the years, you know, what I've been, because I've traveled all over the USA, I've told you before, but I'll say it again, there's very few states I've not visited. There are a few, especially the ones in the middle. I've gone all the way down the East Coast from New England all the way down to Florida and around the South and then up the North and then over into Idaho and all sorts of places. And it's just been wonderful there. So I feel like it was my second home at one time because I was just traveling there. And my grandson's there now in New York, of all places. Yes, I know, but he's hoping to get into New York University when it opens back up again, but we'll see what happens there. But he's staying there because he's working for my company online so that he can keep himself while he was there, while he's hoping to get sorted out there. But where's it all going in the USA? And I don't know. I really don't know, because if Trump doesn't get there, if Trump isn't the defender of the faith, if you know what I mean, of freedom, then I don't know who, because I'm sure, you know, the Democrats are in the, if you like, in the held by the deep states or the swampers, whatever you want to call this. Many people think that the deep state is just an American organization, and it's not actually. The swamp is not just an organization. They're in America, yes, and they're a powerful group in America, but they're not just part of it, and that's what we'll talk about, coming up. But anyway, I don't know what's going to happen in America. All I can do is watch, because it's bad enough in the UK. It's bad enough all over the world. There's no major first world country that's not being afflicted by this craziness of lockdowns and masks and what I call it, fascism. It didn't start, but in Spain and Italy, they were supposed to have had the worst COVID-19 when it came out. And, they were, being locked down and all sorts of problems going on. And they just, just allow themselves to be locked down because they are used to fascist regimes. It's in the lifetime of living people in Italy and in Spain to be ruled by fascism. You know what I mean? So, it's not like they've never heard of fascism and being taken over by fascist dictators. They were living under it, and Spain was the longest living. And, they really did enjoy the people once fascism was overthrown and democracy. But of course, democracy is only as good as the people who are being elected. And if they are being part of a greater organization that is taking away our rights, then it's not really democracy, but they pretend, they'll just pretend that, you elected us, so, we'll do what we think is best for you. But it's not really good. Anyway, that brings me to you know, one of the topics, which is, can you handle the truth? And is, what is the truth? People think that it's just a mistake and it's just Republicans against Democrats, or in the UK, it's Conservative against Labour. And let me tell you, this, in the UK, the Conservative government, which is supposed to be the right, I really don't like these terms anyway, because there's only freedom and fascism, as far as I'm concerned. And you might go, well, communism, that's the opposite of fascism. No, it's not. You know, fascism and communism are the same thing with a different name. Now, the communists will say, oh, no, we're different because we rule everybody with an iron rod. But then we make it fair that everybody gets, you know, some wages or whatever, or their job or anything like that. Not quite true. The top people still end up multi-billionaires, and the little people still struggle. And that's the truth of all communism. The Chinese model is a mixture between fascism and communism. Because again, you know, if you have to do exactly what you're told, you are ruled with an iron rod from above. And so it's the same in China, same in, well, it was the same in Russia. I don't know what Russia is now. It's difficult to tell, because obviously I don't listen to the media when they're saying the Russians are bad, the Russians are this, and I just don't listen to anything. Is that the music coming on? Right, well, I'm going to leave this, Can You Handle the Truth, for the next segment.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
And here we are back. And I was ranting on about the USA and what's happening in the USA with the media saying crazy things. And anyway, I'll leave that for now because I do follow it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not confused because I'm not following. I'm following everybody. And I really do follow a lot of people in the USA. And they're confused. They really are. I don't know anybody. I mean, everybody's got their opinion on what they want to happen, but nobody can really decide what is going to happen. Anyway, can we handle the truth? And that's part of the thing, because we need to know what's going to happen. I'm a freedom-loving person. You know, I want freedom. I'm an independent-minded person. I want to go my own way. That's why I started. I just take you back. Where I started from, I've mentioned it before, but when I was 40, both my parents died. My mother died of lung disease at age 62, and my father died of cancer a year later at age 64. And that was 35 years ago. And, you know, that's not good. But it did do something. It inspired me to get healthy, to find out. And I found out a lot of the things in the USA, you know, Robert O. Young, I've mentioned him before, and Jonathan Wright, lots of others as well. But those were two of the special people who influenced me that disease was caused by poor lifestyle and can be reversed. Almost any disease can be reversed with a proper lifestyle. But the proper lifestyle does include fixing all the things that you're doing wrong and supplementing all the minerals that are missing out of the diet, for argument, selenium or iodine or, you know, just so many different things are missing from the diet. Lithium was the word I was looking for then. So this is where I started from. This is my background. I'm not doing this because I'm follower of anybody really, but I looked and looked and looked at the research, and the research is very clear that the criminal pharma cartel is a criminal organization. There was a criminal organization then. When I was doing talks, touring around the USA, people would say, gosh, this is wonderful what you're saying, Robert. You know, I wonder how soon the doctors will start to deliver this type of stuff and take it on board. And I said, never. They're organized by a criminal cartel, you know, the pharma medical criminal cartel. They sell drugs. That's what they do. They're not trying to get you healthy. They're they're trying to make you feel a little bit better with their drug. But if you had a choice between getting healthy and not needing drugs and taking drugs, they will do anything they can to block you knowing the truth. But people can't handle that. That's one of the truths you can't handle. You can't handle when you walk into your doctor's surgery that your doctor is going to tell you exactly what the criminal pharma cartel has told them to tell you. That's a fact of life. And some doctors, a lot of them, actually get bribed with dollars by them. And they get fined and they pay millions of dollars, billions, in fact, some of the criminal cartel. And they just pay the money over, although they've just been giving it all back again, actually. I don't know whether you know, but, you know, the US government and the British government and other governments have given them hundreds of millions, if not billions, to actually come up with a vaccine. Wait a minute. You know, these are criminals. They've handed over billions to criminals to come up with a vaccine, and they've never produced one before that's actually worked. You've got flu vaccine that doesn't work. When you get the flu vaccine, you get the flu, yes. But, you know, you were not supposed to get the flu if you had the flu vaccine, but you do. So this is where I came from. I'm an independent-minded person. Sometimes I'm not perfectly right, but I'm never perfectly wrong either, because I double check as much as I can. Sometimes I err on the side of caution. But in the end, the proof is in the hundreds of thousands of people over the last 35 years that have got well, that have cleared up their condition because they followed the plan. But I can honestly say it's very difficult to get people to follow the plan, because the lady that came on before, keto diet, Christmas is coming up. People will say, oh, well, I'll leave it till after Christmas. You know, I don't want to go on a keto diet until after, you know, this is the problem. But the other problem is that after Christmas is the start of the avalanche of deaths, because when sick people, when they go through Christmas, they've gone through Thanksgiving with, you know, eating all sorts of junk. They get to Christmas, they're carrying on eating junk. They might be drinking alcohol too much for them. They're not walking. They're not going out because it's winter if you're in the northern climes. And, you know, the avalanche of deaths start after Christmas, you know, from January onwards. And they reach a peak, you know, by April. And those are statistics. That's not an opinion. You know, the people die, you know, and that's all because of the bad diet. Now, you might go, well, these are elderly people. Yeah, but some people call me elderly at 75 in 6 weeks' time. I'm not elderly. I can run, jump. Everything. There's nothing wrong with me when because I do go to see doctors privately to go through all the tests and everything, because I want to know. I don't say, oh, well, I'm sure I'm healthy. I go for the tests. I go for 4D scanning. I go for heart rate variability testing. And believe it or not, I can go anywhere in Britain and get a 4D scan. That's the top of the range scanner made by GE in medical in the USA, and I can go anywhere and get it done literally for $100, whatever. Okay, is that Connie or Tony? Hey, right.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Connie.
I was wondering,
Florida, are you?
What do you feel about hip replacement? Can that be helped?
Yes. Well, it obviously depends on how far gone it is, but I don't ever believe that it's really too far gone if a person's what I call still standing. And there's three things, really. Well, I'm going to say, yeah, three things. I'm going to go through them, and then I might change it to four. Number one is the health point, because whatever you do, if you're in abject pain now, you want to stop drugs, because that's important.
I just ordered that.
Your health point. Okay. So once you've got the health point.
I just ordered it. I don't have it yet.
Great. Once you've got the health point, if you need any help, you just contact me, Robert Redfern. You can find me easily on the internet, because I'm infamous.
And, okay.
So if you go on YouTube, and put Robert Redfern Health Point, then of course you will find me. You'll find my videos there as well, my previous videos. And then if you need any help or support, you know, I can give it over a video call. But that's great. The most important thing, because when you stimulate the acupuncture points with the health point, you start to regenerate the tissue. You also give yourself a little bit of ease, if you know what I mean, as well. The next thing you need to do is take Curcumin X4000 and Sera Enzyme. Those are the ones that will keep the inflammation extra clear, you know, while everything's starting to regenerate. And it simply is a matter of that. There is a fourth step if it's quite bad, and that's PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And those are an injection of your own blood, but the rich plasma from your own blood into the joint. And that stimulates the regeneration of the cartilage cells. There is a fifth one, but that's just been banned, actually, which is live stem cells from your body. But unfortunately, the FDA has banned it, and it's coming to an end, I think, in the next couple of weeks. So they won't. All doctors have been banned from delivering it. Now, why would they do that, would you think?
Because it stands for failure, deceit, and abuse.
It is because it actually works. And so every part of your body can be regenerated with stem cells. But, of course, what they don't want is nobody going for drugs. And that's the truth. That's the honest truth. Stem cells work, but the next best one is the PRP, the platelet-rich plasma. I know because my wife went for it. She damaged her hip with doing some very, you know, severe Pilates, and she shouldn't have done as much as she did. But you know what I mean? When you're feeling pretty good, sometimes you just go that extra little bit. And so she went for a PRP, as well as using the health point and the serapeptase and the curcumin. And she's fine. You know, we exercise three times a week now, and weights and everything. So she's good with it. And she always had a slight, what's called a clicky hip in that side anyway. So, I mean, she's not 75, but I won't say what age she is, but
be careful.
You know, no, at this age, I mean, she's doing really well. We exercise with weights three times a week. So, but that's it. Health point. Curcumin X4000, Sera Enzyme, PRP, and obviously a keto diet. You do know that, don't you? Sorry, I didn't mention that. Keto? Yeah. Reallyhealthyfoods.com. All the keto recipes are there. Delicious chocolate cakes, keto. Delicious puddings, keto. Everything is delicious, but it's keto. No carbs or sugar in anything on there.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Not at all, Connie. Whereabouts are you in Florida?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
Land O' Lakes.
Oh, no, don't know that one.
It's by Tampa.
Oh, right. Yeah. I know that side. They're very nice. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Connie.
Thanks, Robert. Bye-bye.
Contact me anytime. Okay, hello, Power Hour Jay.
Hello, Robert Redfern. This is
yes.
Power Hour Jay. I take the orders for the Power Mall.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have for 14 years. So I've been taking and selling your products
So
for
you know me
years.
Personally. You know me in the flesh.
I do. And it's so great. I appreciate you doing the show and sitting in for Daniel. I love your voice. I love your intelligence. I love your products. I did want to tell you I've been taking the curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age too, and I don't have any aches or pains. And I do believe I even gave a testimony on the show a few weeks back with that curcumin.
Oh,
my goodness, I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging that I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. And it just, you know, a sinus headache, anything of that nature, I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 curcumin, it just, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
And imagine how good you would feel if you, imagine how good you would feel if you did a keto diet as well.
I do. And I wanted to comment that I so appreciate you telling the folks that. I have found with a keto diet, eliminating the bread, the carbs, the pastas, the sugars, that as you get older and you go through the menopause and you gain weight and things of that nature. But with the keto diet and eliminating the carbs and the sugar is really key. But I can maintain and even, you know, I really just started getting into exercising again. You know, I just have one of those, a 10-pound kettlebell, and
yeah,
just doing amazing things with the kettlebell. But, yeah, the keto diet. And I did check out your website. Everyone listening, go to the website that he mentioned about his recipes. I am so excited. I just, last time you were on, I think you mentioned your website, and I checked it out. But very wonderful recipes. But yes, the keto diet really is a key to help you build your health back. You know, cancer loves sugar. Those cancer cells feed on sugar. And people think, you know, well, I'm eating a potato, but that's carbohydrates. Carbohydrates turn into sugar. So eliminate those the best you can. And I also wanted to add in, my husband is a welder by trade, and we never thought about it. I never put two and two together, but as a welder, he wears a helmet, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, thank you so very much. I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. I just recently started, we're both getting up there in age. I just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. We're dealing with my two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there. The Hysorb Q10, if I could get you to talk a little bit about that for us all. I do have customers asking questions, and I'm not real knowledgeable about the Hysorb Q10, but that, and if you could cover on the HealthPoint machine. I've had a HealthPoint machine for years. I love it. I even tell customers, you know, kind of like you just did, if you have any questions on how to use it, call, and I'll, you know, help walk them through it. And I even had one gentleman that called and was having troubles, and I said, did you check the battery? Is the light coming up? Because nothing was working, and all it needed was a new battery. And folks, you all listening out there, the one thing I want to tell you that I love about the HealthPoint machine is you don't have to have electricity. I take this little thing, and it comes, you know, in a carrying case, and it goes where I actually have two. One stays at home, and if I go visiting, the other one goes with me. But it runs by, you know, a battery. I don't care if you lose electricity. You can treat yourself at home at any time. And that's a leg cramp. That's the neck cramp. If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and it is just phenomenal. But, Mr. Redford, I did have a customer that called today, and he had a question on the HealthPoint machine on whether it can be used on a person with a pacemaker.
Okay, right. funny enough, this goes, you know, a long time. In fact, it was probably in the 90s we were first asked this question. And so I went along with the person with the pacemaker to the big hospital in Manchester, Manchester Royal Hospital, and they have a specialist pacemaker unit there. You know, it's a big city hospital, and so this person volunteered to treat with the health points all the way near the heart and everything while they were testing the reaction on the heart, and it was given a complete bill of health, absolutely no problem whatsoever using the health point with the pacemaker. However, I do have one proviso for people with pacemakers. We do not recommend Seroenzyme for people with pacemakers. And the reason is this, that pacemakers are held in place by scar tissue. When they put the pacemaker in, they zap the tissue around to create scar tissue to hold the pacemaker in place. And of course, Seroenzyme loves clearing scar tissue. And that's one of its wonderful things. You know, you can have a scar, you know, for 20 years and it will still clear that scar on your skin or wherever and inside, you know, internal scars from old operations, which is wonderful, but it's not good when a person's got a pacemaker. It doesn't do any serious harm, but the pacemaker then will go walk about in your chest, you know what I mean? You'll find on your right-hand side when it was supposed to be on the left-hand side. So no problem with the health point whatsoever. Problem with Seroenzyme.
And can you cover the Hysorb CoQ10? And Mr. Redfern, I'll leave you at this point and get back on the phone, and so we can support the Power Hour Radio Show and have you on many times again.
You just made me think, Jay. Just made me think that we really should have a Power Hour Zoom call for anybody that wants to come in. And have a health point special where I literally demonstrate and people can ask questions and I can show them how, you know, how to treat your back if there's nobody there to help you. You know, just stuff like that.
Goodness, that would be so awesome. If you have an opportunity to email me, my email address, I'll email Catherine and get Daniel
to announce it, and we can, because this is a time, easy for me, but I will do it at a weekend as well, because if people at work are listening to this at work and they say, well, I won't be able to watch it till later or earlier, you know, we can work a time. I don't mind being around at 10 o'clock at night at the weekend to do this. I eat, breathe and sleep it, you know that, you know, so.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate your kindness. Thank you.
I'll carry on with the high zone while it's still in my head anyway.
Yes, please.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, Jay was asking, and she's listening. So the Hysorb Q10. This is a coenzyme Q10, which is four times more powerful than ordinary coenzyme Q10. And the beauty of this is, coenzyme Q10. If you remember, I've said before, all energy and regeneration of cells comes from oxygen. So our cells need oxygen and glucose in the cell to actually give the cell energy to regenerate. And if, you know, it does need electricity as well, which we're, you know, that's about the health point, but let's just talk about this for now. And so we've got a good delivery, an absorbable delivery of coenzyme Q10. We've got glucose from whence we get it, because you can get glucose from fruit or, say, from fats. So, you know, it's easy to get it. But we need a spark plug between the two. And the spark plug, which will regenerate the cells, is the Hysorb Q10, or coenzyme Q10 in this case. And so you've got to have coenzyme Q10. After you're age 40, the coenzyme Q10 in your body, the production of it just goes down and down, which is why people get heart attacks when you get a weak muscle, or they get, you know, heart muscle problems. But of course, when they have coenzyme Q10 and oxygen and not too much sugar, and that's the problem of sugar, because it swamps the cell, and the cell literally can't create energy properly, because it's got to have 20% oxygen, 80% glucose, and the spark plug of Hysorb Q10. So that's what coenzyme Q10 does. It literally keeps your body regenerating. through there. As long as you don't have too much sugar in your body, and that's one of the reasons why a keto diet, you just need the perfect amount of sugar, not swamping your body with sugar because it swamps the cells and the cells can't regenerate properly. You can see this yourself. A person that eats loads and loads of sugar and cakes and carbs compared to a person that's just eating lots of vegetables, greens and stuff like that, and fish and dark skin fruits and cherries and berries, like me. Sorry, guys, you know, but it's a pity you're not on. Well, I'm not on because I don't know why, but we're not on video now because I like to show off. But I like to show off to try to inspire you that it's possible to be 75 in 6 weeks' time and still young and fit and healthy with your hair, you know. So and my parents were dead 35 years ago. And, you know, so if you like, I'm here today talking to you. And I tell a lot of people this, that, I tell about my mother and father. That, you know, it really is important. So anyway, next lecture coming up.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.